Today's Daf Maseches Erevin, Daf Yud Tes. Amud Aleph today continues with the incredible teachings of Agadah, Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, and he takes us into the world of reward and punishment, Schar Onish, in this world and the next, the opportunity of tshuva and chas v'shalom situations that bring a person to Gehenim. Two opposing teachings are brought by Rish Lakish, Vashim Rish Lakish, to clarify a point about whether there are certain sins that are beyond the pale of tshuva. So Rish Lakish, the great Baal Tshuva, who we know from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, when he was rescued and brought back by his soon-to-become brother-in-law, Rebbe and Chavrus, Rabbi Yochanan, he believed in the inner core of even the lowliest of Jews. This could only be a self-reflection in his own life. Here he says the remarkable line, even the most empty Jews are filled with mitzvos, are filled with merits, like the seeds of a pomegranate, that the fires of Gehenna, the fires of hell, have no effect even on these people. And a Jew who is liable to go to Gehenna, to go to hell, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Ovrei be'emek habacha, those who pass through the valley of weeping, says Reish Lakish, and I couldn't help but again sense in Reish Lakish's words a sense of self-narration. Asi Avram Avinu, Masik Luhu, Umekabeluhu, Avram Avinu comes along, our father Abraham, our father Avraham, he comes and he pulls these people out of hell. He doesn't let them go in, he pulls them right out. However, there's a category of sin, says the Gemara, which even Avram Avinu will not get involved and will not rescue this person, says the Gemara. Chas v'shalom, a person should get to such a place. Yisrael Shabal Agoya, a Jew who has relations with a Gentile woman, the Moshcha or Lasso de lo Mevashakerle, and his punishment is his foreskin is drawn back, causing Avram Avinu not to chas v'shalom recognize him as one of his descendants, thereby being unable to rescue him. So what is behind this teaching? So let me share with you a beautiful approach. Rabbi Eliezer Breidowitz, Rosh Yeshiva of Dar Chaitar in Toronto, Parshas Pinchas, Tashin Nun Hei. There he's discussing how the act of Pinchas killing Zimri rectified the sin of Baal Peor, rectified the sin of the idolatrous practice of Baal Peor, which was really a path or excuse for the people of the nation of Jewish people to engage in forbidden sexual relations. Punishment for Baal Aramis, punishment for a person engaging in such an act of forbidden relations, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Pei Aleph, Kanayin Poginbo. This was the act of Pinchas, of what he did when he took the life of Zimri. Breidowitz says there are people who would say if a person takes a child and gives him a bris, that's mutilation, it's cruelty, you've diminished this child. We know the emes, we know in truth that the Torah teaches the opposite, that the child only becomes complete, only becomes shalem through the bris milah, through the circumcision, as Hashem told Avram and Bereishis Yudzayin, Ani Kel Shakai, I am the living God, Hisalech Lefanai Ve'yetamim, walk before me and be pure, be whole, be perfect. Avram became whole by removing the foreskin, by removing the orla. And the same is true for the Jewish people. We are part of humanity. We're part of the human race. And how we achieve perfection is by cutting ourselves off from humanity. As Bilam taught us, saying, Am levadad yishkon uvagayim lois chashav, Rabbi Breidowitz's words, the Jewish ideal is not fulfilled when we are in contact and connection with the rest of the human race. Rather, it's fulfilled when Jews separate themselves. So Avram Avinu, Father Abraham, stands at the entrance of Gehenna, the entrance to hell, and pulls out anyone who has a bris, except for someone who is Baal Aramis, someone who engaged forbidden relations with a Gentile, because this person drew back their orla, drew back their foreskin. This was a procedure in ancient times when a person wanted to hide their circumcision. So what would they do? They'd stretch the skin of their foreskin, sometimes even attaching weights, so it would grow back and appear uncircumcised. In reality, this person who has relations with the Gentile doesn't actually undo his circumcision. Rather, it's the idea that this Jew has cut himself off. He believes it's possible to be a full-fledged Jew and still be married to a Gentile. This is the deep connection that Gemara is making. A Yid has to feel, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, Ashabachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Surely we must be part of the world to inspire morality, ethics, and a life of godliness. But we must also be a part, to appreciate our unique gift and special relationships. Rabbi Breidowitz finished with a story he heard about Rabbi Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, founder of the Daf Yomi movement, who visited America after World War I when he returned to Europe. People asked him, what did you think of America? So he replied, in America, everyone knows how to make Kiddush, but no one knows how to make Havdalah. And maybe Zoche, to be Mavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, to know the divisions between holiness and mundane in our lives, Ezrat Hashem.